At 7:06, we have a few clouds and 64 degrees, 83 the predicted high for today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. For the second time this week, the Oklahoma Senate approves a tax cut proposal. This one, from Tulsa State Senator Mike Mazie, cuts the tax rate based on revenue growth. It would also eliminate lots of deductions and tax credits.
Our tax code is just littered with examples like that. Here was a special deal to create some favor, but it's less significant at the end of the day, actually, than an outright lower tax rate.
Democrats are not happy with all these tax plans. They claim the Republicans are being reckless with state finances. And while cutting billions in revenue, those dollars will have to be made up to finance core government services. There are more budget challenges ahead for the Tulsa Public Schools. The school district's chief financial officer, Trish Williams, says a $7.6 million federal grant recently used to pay salaries is ending.
The first year we used $2 million. This year we're using approximately $5.6 million. So it's a real challenge for us to identify how we're going to best structure the staffing plan.
There are 150 teaching positions on the line. Oklahoma's unemployment picture continues to improve. New figures show the rate dropped to 6.1% in January, with close to 1.7 million people now working in Oklahoma.
It's actually the highest employment that we have seen since our pre-recession high in March 2008.
John Carpenter with the State Employment Security Commission says that still, however, translates to over 109,000 people out of work in Oklahoma. A spokesman for Governor Fallon says the governor is unlikely to stay the execution of Timothy Stemple, who is scheduled to die on Thursday. Spokesman Alex Wentz says the governor reviewed the case and says it would be very unlikely that a stay would be granted. Stemple is to die for the 1996 murder of his wife here in Tulsa County. Tulsa city leaders are prioritizing needs, and the councilor in District 3 says fixing unsafe intersections is high on his list. David Patrick says his area of town has some of the most dangerous intersections for drivers and pedestrians, and he wants money to address the problem.
We're talking about lots of money, so I'm sure it's going to have to be in future funding packages of some sort.
Patrick singles out Pine and North Yale as one of the most dangerous intersections in District 3 and one of the most dangerous intersections in the entire city. Well, if you've changed your driving habits because of high gasoline prices, you are not alone. The AAA Auto Club has commissioned a survey of local drivers.
We're definitely finding that people are changing how they're driving, and some of them, you know, possibly even going to purchase a new vehicle that's more fuel efficient.
The AAA's Daniel Carnes in Tulsa says 84% of the 1,000 adult drivers surveyed said they have modified their driving habits. All this week, we are highlighting reports dealing with Oklahoma's state of addiction. It is a collaborative effort between KWGS, Oklahoma Watch, and other select media outlets in the state. Well, yesterday, here in Tulsa, police got a tip about a rank odor near Archer and Lewis. Officer Leland Ashley says, yes, it was another meth lab.
You're living next door to it. You're possibly walking down the street, standing out in the yard, something like that. You will get an odor. And it was, in this case, it was called into us and was officers got in the area. They got out to investigate, and that's when they smelled.
Three people are in custody this morning. Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, a high today of 83. Tonight, rain will be possible, 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow and Friday, rain chances will be at 20% and highs both days at 79. Right now, a few clouds and 64. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.